This is the My Take column. This time it's entitled The Gates of Deep Darkness. It is written by Carolyn Lawrence, a lifelong Lutheran and a student at Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago. From Job 38, have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? This verse reverberated in my soul during the apex of my time as a fellow with the fellowships at Auschwitz for the study of professional ethics. The day before the group relocated from Krakow to Oświęcim in Poland, I attempted to read through God's answer to Job's persistent questions in preparation for our visit to the death camps. But I couldn't get past that 17th verse. The gates of those death camps were all different in shape and size, but they held one thing in common. They are the gates of deep darkness, and through this fellowship, they were revealed to me. This year, I was honored to be chosen as a seminary fellow. This fellowship includes medical professionals, journalists, lawyers, business leaders, and seminarians. We studied our historical counterparts' responses to the erosion of ethical norms in 1930s Germany and their complicity and participation in the crimes of Nazi Germany. We began in Berlin, studying the growth of fascism and many identity groups targeted and othered by the Nazi regime. We finished our program in Poland, visiting Krakow and finally Auschwitz II and Birkenau, the culmination of the degradation of ethics in German society. While each fellowship group grappled and struggled with their professional field's past, as a Lutheran, I was disturbed and shaken to the core of my faith identity. I felt revolted and physically ill to see the swastika imposed in the center of the cross, a symbol of the pro-Nazi German Christian movement in the 1930s. While I'm proud of the legacy of Lutheran theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, clergy resistance to the Nazi regime was scant and based more on opposition to the intrusion of the state into the church than on beliefs about the dignity of all human life. During the first week of my fellowship in Berlin, I'd hoped for an evening off to visit Wittenberg, the kickoff side of the Reformation, which was only an hour's train ride away. But as I finished the fellowship and reflected on how Martin Luther's writing were used in support of the growing rise of anti-Semitism in Nazi Germany, I'm glad there was no time. I have no lost love for our founder, who advocated for the burning of synagogues. Too often, I've heard Lutherans dismiss or excuse Luther's anti-Semitic writings as the fevered thoughts of an old and sickly man. Perhaps there are some Lutherans reading this who are unaware of his hateful and disturbing treatise on the Jews and their lies, but I will not abide erasing or sidestepping Luther's sinful writings. The ELCA repudiated and rejected Luther's anti-Judaic works in 1994, and more must be done. We must reckon with our past. I've seen the gates of deep darkness. My feet have rested on the site of a gas chamber where over 9,000 people with disabilities were murdered. My fingers have brushed against the barracks where children were isolated and separated from their families, enduring lasting trauma years after the end of the war. I've lain in grass beside pools of water mixed with the ashes of thousands, and I walked out of those gates when millions never could. If I call myself a Lutheran, I must contend with all of Luther. It is my responsibility as a faith leader to bear witness to these crucified places and respond in action to the ethical issues of our day. It is our responsibility to examine our history, beliefs, and ideologies in light of our ethical and Christian imperative to serve and support the marginalized. We are freed as Christians to act against fascism, xenophobia, ableism, and fear, proclaiming God's love and justice.